Hey, friendos. Hey, today I'm going to talk about a bit of a touchy subject that's been in our headlines lately. No surprise there. I'm going to talk about gun control. And first off, I do want to say that I understand those who want more gun control. The problem that they don't understand is that controlling the gun is not going to control the violence. You cannot legislate evil. You cannot do it. It's not possible. You cannot make laws that are going to curb evil. Evil has been around since Adam and Eve. That's what got us in the predicament we're in to begin with, is the fall of Adam and Eve. Evil was brought into the world. And what is the first sin recorded after the fall? The first sin is murder. So violence has always been there. And we find that murder recorded in chapter 4 of the book of Genesis when Cain killed Abel. And there are those who are mad at Christians saying that, hey, you guys are the problem. You guys are the ones who are, you know, pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment. And I think they miss the whole point. You see, the ones who want to take the guns away, those are the government. Those are the non-believers. Now, don't take this wrong. I do believe that there are believers who want to get rid of guns, and I understand that. You know, we have advanced weaponry that is able to take a lot of lives, and I understand why we'd want to get rid of that. But it does no good unless we're going to address the core problem. And the core problem is evil. The core problem is the evil in man's heart. And instead of dealing with that, we're trying to go after the tool, right? This inanimate object. And if we're going to get to the core of the issue, the core started years ago when we started to remove God from every bit of our daily lives. I mean, we started in schools. And in the state, you know, we wanted to get rid of God in schools and get God separated from state. Now, a little history lesson, that whole separation of church and state, that was to keep the state out of the church. Because we saw the issues with this in England that it created, you know, this whole state church and the power that it gave them and everything else. And then, you know, the government would impose a state church. And so you didn't have a choice as to where you were going to worship. And so the whole idea was to keep the state out of the church because, frankly, they have no business in the church anyway. It was never to keep the church out of the state. It was never to keep church out of government. And that was our downfall. You see, God's grace was available in the beginning. And in the beginning of our country, I should say. Let me finish that sentence. This is where our foundation came from. This is why we're still a country. It's because the men and women who believed in God and had a relationship with Him and followed Christ, those are the ones who wrote the Declaration of Independence. Those are the ones who wrote our amendments, you know, our Constitution. And that is the reason that we have the freedoms that we do. And it was paid for in blood. Obviously, for those, you know, from those who fought before us. And, you know, it's been said before that we're only one generation away from losing all of that. And I hope this isn't the generation. You know, I just saw that Canada presented legislation to remove any further production of pistols. And that is a great idea for a government that wants ultimate power. It is a phenomenal idea for a government that wants ultimate power. See, in order for a government to control the people have to be unable to protect themselves. And, you know, it's been said in V for Vendetta, the movie, anti-government movie, a little bit, that people should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people. And there's no there's no lie in there. That's 100% true. Governments should be afraid of their people. They should be people that are elected by, the government should be elected by the people, and they should be making sure that they're doing everything they can to carry out the wishes of the people. And if they don't do that, they should be removed. Now, I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but that is the way that God designed this country. That's why we were founded in such a way. And that's why the Supreme Court has had to make such a large number of very impactful decisions as of late, because our government keeps trying to go against what the Constitution says. And thank God for that Constitution. If they ever get rid of that thing, we are hosed. And if they get rid of the Second Amendment, then we're likely to go the way of Soviet Russia under Stalin, or Germany under Hitler, because when the people can no longer defend themselves, the government can do whatever it wants. And according to my Bible, in Revelation, the government does seize ultimate power under one man who's gonna seize global power, and the people will be at his mercy, and he will have no mercy. Now, getting back to this whole gun control issue, I know I hate gun violence. I have seen my fair share. I've seen a lot of it, and the majority of police officers, if you've been on for more than a day, you have seen your fair share too. But there is no way to say, hey, it's illegal now, and suddenly all the guns go away and everybody's happy. That's not possible. They outlawed drugs, and the only people who had drugs were outlaws. They outlawed, crossing the border into the United States. And those who came across the border, the first thing they did in the process was commit a crime. So outlawing guns just means that you're leaving guns only in people who don't obey the laws. The law-abiding citizens, if they decide that they're going to turn in their guns, you're left with outlaws being the only people who have guns. You cannot legislate evil. The first murder, as recorded in the Bible, was with a rock. And it didn't stop there. And here's a little further on, same chapter. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, listen to me, wives of Lamech, I don't know how to pronounce it. Hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times. Before there were guns, there were rocks, and rocks are plentiful. In fact, it was the original Jewish way of carrying out capital punishment was by stoning them to death. And I don't mean getting stoned to death. I mean stoning them to death, throwing rocks at someone until it killed them. Stephen, one of the first martyrs after Christ, was stoned to death. That was the original capital punishment. And plenty of people were killed by being stoned to death. If you get rid of guns, okay, that would be all well and great. Someday there will be no more guns. I can guarantee that. Because someday Jesus is going to come back and he's going to set up his kingdom. And I marked a page here as proof of that. And if you don't believe the Bible, then this isn't proof to you. But if you do, then this should be proof. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 18, it says, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders. So that day is coming. That day's coming, and I don't think it's too far out. At minimum, 7 years away. There is coming a day when Jesus is coming back and he's going to set up his kingdom here. And when that happens, then all that junk will be gone. But for now, we cannot legislate evil. The only thing that we have, the only thing that we can do is try to bring God back into our country. People are lacking in hope. People are lacking in any kind of moral direction in this country anymore. And it's because we have removed God and the safety that comes with that. You know, Solomon said that when evil men rule, the people groan. The people are groaning. And we're seeing the fruit of that right now. The only hope that we have is bringing God back into this country. We cannot trust our government to take that place, because our government consists of fallible men. I'm fallible, you're fallible, and we all are, and only God is not. And so if we were to allow God to rule and reign in this country, and that takes each individual to allow God to rule and reign in their own lives. I used to think that, you know, part of doing this podcast was that I needed to reach as many people as possible. And I believe God's been showing me over time that, yes, he does want to reach people. And that is the Great Commission, right, is for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But here's the thing. God is more concerned about reaching your heart individually than he is about just shotgun blasting this thing all over the place. And if you're anything like me, and if you're saved by grace, right? If you believe what the Bible says, then you're saved by grace. If you have a relationship with Jesus, then you're saved by grace. And as such, it's your job to live out your faith. And God is concerned with the individual, okay? That means that it may be someone at work. It may be someone that you coach in softball. Or maybe it's somebody that you regularly hang out with. Maybe it's a close friend. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your sister. The point is, God intends for you and me to share the gospel with those that we come into contact with. It doesn't mean that you need to start a podcast, try to get 100,000 followers, or it doesn't mean that you are going to go on YouTube and try to, you know, it doesn't mean you have to start a church. The whole point is, in order to see things change in our country, you need to share your faith with those nearest to you. Because we've all seen the way the spider web works, right? If I share my faith with 2, 3, 4 people, and they share with 2, 3, 4 people, and they share with 2, 3, 4 people, and then it's not very long, and what you did as an act of faith has spread far and wide. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be living our faith, sharing it with those we love, and that is what causes revival. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Billy Graham standing on stage preaching to thousands upon thousands. That's great. If you're a Billy Graham, you better get on that daggum stage and start preaching, because we've been waiting for you. But if that's not you, and you're more like me, then you just need to live out your faith and impact those nearest to you. And the more you do it, the less awkward it's going to seem, because I know, as a new believer, it was awkward for me to talk about my faith. It's almost like this taboo topic, and it doesn't need to be. But I tell you what, the enemy knows his time is short. And so any legislation that's coming out, they're not going to be able to legislate guns away. And even if they try, then it's going to be just outlaws with guns. they don't go away. So I wouldn't be too surprised if those like you and me that know these things and have a little bit of sense about this and understand that the only reason that, other than hunting, you know, the reason that we have guns is to make sure that the government doesn't steal away my freedoms. And those who think like that, the government's going to come after you. And you know what? Like it or not, a lot who think like that are believers. So what are they going to do? I suspect before long, if they haven't already, they're going to start going after believers even more. But Jesus said, he said, take courage, I have overcome the world. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. That's what I've got to say. Hopefully this stirs a little conversation, because I want you to know that, you know, the people that we do vote into office, it's very important that we choose the right people. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, it is getting harder and harder to find the right people for that job. And I don't think that either side is right, right? If we're talking red and blue, if we're talking Republican, Democrat, I don't think that either side is pure or noble. I think one side does have a, I don't know, a platform that more aligns with Christian beliefs, but the lifestyle doesn't usually. I mean, there's a handful. That's about it. I think that it's our job right now to make sure that we are voting with our faith. And I know that there's a lot of people that are really hopeful that the red wave's coming in the midterms. And maybe it will, maybe it won't. Regardless of what happens, we're totally lost without Christ. Our country is done without Christ. We see it time and again in the Old Testament, when Israel would turn their back on God, and God doesn't punish them. What he does is he says, okay, you don't want me, that's fine. And he'll step back. He'll say, okay, have it your way. You know, have it your way. And then they have to deal with the repercussions of that. Any country, any government, any group, any person, any individual without God, they have to deal with the repercussions of that. If you remove God from any one of those groups, Satan automatically will step in and fill that void. And just like the Bible says, Satan comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And last week we saw exactly that. Satan came to kill and destroy, and he certainly did. But Jesus said, I have come to bring life, and life more abundantly. So in case you're wondering what the issue is, it's not the gun. It's evil. And how do you combat evil? How do you combat death? You call out to the one who is the life, the way, the truth, and the life. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the listener. Please bless them in their week ahead. And Lord, we ask that your hand would be upon this country, especially in these dark times. And Lord, that you would watch over your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, folks, we'll be back with you soon. I know this was a short one, but I wanted to keep it short because I just wanted to hit on this particular topic. There's just a lot going on, and we'll try to be better about hitting on these topics. If you don't know about that that Canadian legislation, make sure you look it up and read about it. It's insane. So, okay, till next time, Adam here at Thin Line Believers. God bless.